listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to a bonus episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. So we woke up to big news this morning on the Southwest Companion Pass, what I consider to be the most valuable benefit in all of travel, at least when it comes to domestic airlines here in the U.S. It wasn't a good change per se, but if it's Southwest Airlines, it means that we're talking to Jen from Deals We Like, and I cannot imagine that you are a happy camper this morning, Jen.
No, not happy at all.
We were just talking a couple days ago on the podcast about your strategy for next year, and you've had the companion pass for 635 years or something like that.
Yeah, so, I got it like in my life four lives ago. and I had this awesome, I mean, which many people have that are listening probably, and many of my readers, they have the same strategy, and Southwest kind of didn't kill it for us, but definitely is making it more difficult. So nothing about the companion pass is changing. It's still awesome. I still want to say that. But the way to earn it now is definitely going to be more challenging and it's not fun. So ultimately, it used to be, and I looked back in all my blog posts and everything, it used to be since 2011, you had to earn 110,000 qualifying points. So you can still earn it by flying. The people that earn it normally by flying every week on Southwest, this does not pertain to you. It's the people that earn it, you know, via credit card spend or even, you know, points for flying, online shopping portals, renting cars, hotels, and crediting everything to Southwest. It's affecting you. So it used to be 110,000 points. Starting January 1st of 2020, it's going to be 125,000 points. So a good 15,000 point increase, which I think is significant. What about you, Ed?
Yeah, I think it's significant. You know, when I think about, because I was trying to research too back, you know, when it last increased. You know, when I think about the fact that I couldn't find an increase.
It didn't increase. It's that in 2011 is when, I believe 2011, is when Southwest moved from their Rapid Rewards 1.0 program to their 2.0 program. So it used to be you would earn credit. So
credit for round trip.
So 16,000 and you needed a 100 credits at that point within a 12 month span, and it was rolling a 12 month rolling span to earn the pass. So I did earn the pass that way a while ago, but then that's when they moved over to their 2.0 program, which kind of revamped the entire program, including how you earn the companion pass. So they actually haven't increased the number of points required to earn the pass since it was introduced. So I do appreciate that. Like in an entire program, 9 years is quite significant to not make any change on how to earn something. So I'll give them that credit. I really do admire them for not, you know, doing it years ago, I guess. But I am a little disappointed on their timing of when they did it. That's where I'm really stuck with this.
Yeah. And I think, you know, taking your first point for just a second, I mean, in the last 2 years, we've seen United Airlines increase the qualification for their top tier status from $12,000 in spending to effectively $18,000 or more in spending without any increase in the appreciable benefits that you receive for that status. So, you know, here, I think, you know, they're not changing the status requirements, but they are changing the requirements for what I would consider to be the most popular reason to have status with them and or to credit spending to them. The timing is not great, as you say, for folks who look to maximize the strategy. I think, you know, ultimately I would have liked to have seen Southwest give us a bit more notice on the change, not just because it happens to be a time when the smartest of folks know when to requalify, but also too, I think, you know, people are already making plans for next year. Business travelers are thinking about when they want to be booking in January and February and may already have some trips booked. And this may impact their thinking.
Right. So if they had done this a month ago, I wouldn't not have these thoughts, but their increased credit card offer just ended yesterday. So yesterday was the last day to apply for their, you know, up to 80,000 point offer. And many folks in Southwest, you know, when you apply, Southwest says Your bonus points count towards their companion pass. So this is no loophole or some, you know, insider knowledge that people know about, like Southwest advertises is that way. They want you to apply to earn the credit card. And so when they have the offer ending last night, and then you wake up this morning to the changes taking place, it just doesn't sit well. And I think it's a really big like bait and switch personally, because right now they were really trying to push people to apply and to apply not only for the credit card benefits and to earn Southwest points, but also for the companion pass. And to the, you know, I'm one of the ones affected and I'm still going to earn my pass. It just might take me a little bit longer and I'm going to have to figure out some more ways to earn those, that 15,000 point difference. Cause originally, you know, I had 80,000 points plus the 5,000 points from minimum spend. I was then only 25,000 points away from earning the pass. And to me, that was very doable. And I thought I could earn it pretty quickly at the beginning of the year. Now to earn 40,000 points is definitely kind of an increase and might take me longer. And I already have plans, you know, flights book where I'm trying to use the companion pass. So this definitely will alter some things. And, you know, I don't know. So I'm really not pleased on how they did that. Although if they did it a month ago, less people would apply for their credit cards. So, and corporations, you know, need to do what's in their best interest as number one priority. And so I'm not really pleased with that, but I am happy that nothing else about the companion pass was changed. It's still, you know, unlimited usage, last seat available. You can change it up to 3 times. There's no additional cost. You just pay the government taxes fees. So it still is awesome. I'm still going to earn it. And we'll have to see what happens in, I guess, 2022, when my year 13 is over of earning the pass, of whether or not I'm going to continue and whether, you know, what's going to happen then. But fortunately, I'm allowed to figure that one out.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think you bring up a good point about the timing of it. I've never really thought of Southwest in the same vein as some of the other airlines.
Agreed.
You know, in terms of the bait and switch thing. And I have seen them make thoughtful changes to new enhancements to the program when members have pushed back and said, hey, we don't think that this is exactly the right fit. I guess we'll see how much pushback there is on this. But, you know, from a timing standpoint, I'm sure there are a bunch of folks that signed up for the offer. I don't know how many did the timing as well as you did to make sure that those points will post next year to get their 2 years worth. But either way, if, you know, if you signed up for the card to earn 80,000 points, which gets you most of the way the companion pass, yeah, it would certainly be disappointing to see the goalpost had moved. I will say my wife qualified on the 1 year offer that came out earlier this year, where applying for the card got you the companion pass for a year. And then we did apply for the 80,000 point offer to extend her until the end of 2020. And we did just finish up that spend. So this doesn't affect us for 2020, but I do think, you know, I still think the pass is a phenomenal option. I still think it's an incredible value over the course of a year. The change probably prices us out. Not because I think the value has changed significantly, but more it's hard for us to earn that many Southwest points without sacrificing what else we're spending on for credit cards and flying and stuff like that. And so we live, you know, a solid hour from BWI Airport, which, you know, is our best Southwest airport in the region. If we live 20 minutes from there, I'd say great, because we could use them as our primary family travel airport and get a lot of value out of it. You know, for folks who live near BWI and Atlanta and Dallas Love Field, I think this is absolutely phenomenal for them to continue to apply for the companion pass. I think, you know, if you don't live near a big Southwest connecting point, you just want to make sure you're going to get the value out of it over the course of a year or 2 years.
Right. Because if you're putting all that spend on your Southwest card, you are losing by not putting it somewhere else. And maybe you'd earn more valuable points, which you can then just pay for your Southwest flight as well if you take it just, you know, randomly a few times a year like you might do. So there is some opportunities cost there as well. But
Yeah, I think it's always important to do a little checkup on what you're spending and the status you're earning. You know, Southwest, when we first got the companion pass a few years ago, you know, Southwest flew nonstop from Dulles to Orlando, which, you know, we end up at Disney quite a bit. So we could use our companion pass 3 or 4 times a year just on trips to Disney. And, you know, when that route went away, it certainly became harder for us to justify it. So, you know, I've had to adjust my behavior. I don't love Southwest any less than I did, you know, a year ago. It's just a little bit harder for me to find the best routes to use my companion pass.
Right. I also, as you mentioned before, you've seen Southwest, you know, change their tunes on some changes they've made. And I actually wouldn't be surprised if they push this date out a few months if they hear some member feedback. I know a few years ago in 2017, they changed the way you could earn the pass, not the number of points needed, but they took away the opportunity to earn the pass by transferring hotel points or, you know, Chase Ultimate Reward points. And they did that, although there was no prior notice. So they did that January 1st and that went into effect that day. And many people bought these hotel and the Marriott travel packages with the Southwest and Category 1 through 7 certificates to use to get their Southwest Companion Pass. And they did take member feedback and they pushed back that date until I think about March to give people the opportunity. So I wouldn't be surprised if Southwest pushes back the date just a little bit, but they are giving us notice. So I'm not quite sure. I wouldn't be surprised either way, I guess. But I'm hoping that they'll hear my feedback via this podcast because it's so popular and that they'll hear some other people's feedback as well. But we're still going to go for the pass. And if you earn it by the end of this year, you're still good for the 110,000 points. So this change is really in effect for next year and then moving forward.
And in much less significant news, Southwest also announced today that the Rapid Rewards points will no longer expire. You know, this is good, no question. You know, it's great not to have an expiration date. I think the thing it's good for is for my children's accounts, and I'm sure for yours as well, and that, you know, you have the occasional tickets that you'll buy for your kids, and maybe you don't purchase another, you know, ticket in the time that miles are going to expire with the airlines. So no expiration dates, I think, really helps the occasional traveler.
It really does help, and it really helps with Southwest as well, because Southwest won't allow you to use your points past your expiration date. So you have to have activity beforehand to actually book a later flight. So Southwest is kind of funky that way. So I am glad to see that they're doing away with that policy. It is a nice benefit, especially for those that travel, you know, once in a blue moon with Southwest. You don't have to worry about keeping track, and that can be a pain.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be linking to posts from both Jen and I this morning on the Southwest Companion Pass changes. You know, if you want to ask questions or comments, you can certainly do that there. Jen, let folks know where they can track you down when you're not hanging out here with me on the podcast.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Ed, for this disappointing news, but I appreciate it. So you can find me at my blog, dealswelike.com, and then via social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything at Deals We Like will bring you to me.
Thanks a bunch, Jen. And you can find me at ed@pizzainmotion.com. You can find me blogging each and every day at pizzainmotion.com as well. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. Big thanks to Jen for joining us this morning on the podcast to talk about these Southwest Companion Pass changes. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. If you're enjoying the show, please, please tell a friend. Word of mouth is the absolute best way for us to grow the show. Hope you guys enjoyed the bonus episode. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.